Shmir Saloshin, Shin number 55, Ezra Hashem, Shar Zachir, Perak Zayin. We discussed Rapapa's difficulty. Rapapa was a little confused that the world stands because of the Hevel Piyam Shel Tinoikis Shel Bis Rabban, because of the pure breath of Tayyar that comes out from the students, yeshiva little boys, the yeshiva students, the 7-year-old, the 8-year-old, the 9-year-old, younger, before they reach the age of Bar Mitzvah. So Abai explained to him. The reason is because their words of Torah are untainted. There is no Aveira. They might not have the Machshavas, and they don't have the Machshavas. They don't have the Devekus. They don't. That's all true. And our Madregas are much higher than that. In that regard, but they don't have the Aveira that is combined with their Torah. Now look what the Chofetz Chaim says on that point. Ure'ei ochi. First of all, the Chofetz Chaim is addressing us as our brother. He's my brother. This is how the Chofetz Chaim talks. Ure'ei ochi, my dear brother. Come and understand something. Davar Pelo. It's unbelievable. This topic we're discussing here. Being Hevel Piyam Shel Tinegus Al Bisram, because of the words that come out, the breath of Torah that comes out from these little children. Even though there's no Kedusha, there's no Kedusha's Machshava, and they might be doing it purely for that candy, or to get extra recess. Nonetheless, he gives an example of how their Torah is pure and pristine and keeps the world in existence. He gives a mashal. Listen to this mashal. You have an ani, a poor person, he finds this precious stone. Such a stone, this poor person found, you only find this beautiful, precious gem in the king's crown, in the crowns of the king. And here, this poor Ani finds it. And the king finds out about this. The king finds out that this Ani, he has this stone. And he showers this poor man with tremendous, tremendous riches and wealth in exchange for this gem. Now, this Ani, he doesn't understand the value. Most of us will understand the value of a stone. He's, I don't know. $200, $1,000, try $50,000 for starters, clean it up, polish it, add another $100,000. Nonetheless, the actual stone itself, its intrinsic value is so great, whether the Ani appreciates it or not. Whether the child appreciates what the Torah Kedoshah is in front of him, the words that come out of his mouth are that precious gem that the Ani found. Kein hadavar mamish. Kein hadavar mamish binyonei ha-Torah. The Mishalom of the Chofetz Chaim are so beautiful. Kein hadavar mamish binyonei ha-Torah zelakim chayim. Shein tzorich odom shiroitz liskadesh al yodo hachana rab liskish and liskadesh al yodo. Person wants to be elevated with the Torah. He doesn't need to prepare himself tremendously to sanctify himself. Ki hi ba'atzmusa kedoshe v'noyro ad mo'id. The Torah kedoshe in itself is so intrinsically beautiful and elevates you. It elevates the person. Imagine you're walking before you walk into the shul today.
You bend down, you see something shiny, you pick it up, and you put it in your pocket. Later on, show it to your wife. She's like, where'd you find that? Well, I don't know, I found it on the floor, I was walking to go learn. Let me see that. And right away, we have to go to Goldberg. We have to find out how much the thing is worth. And you start getting different values and phrases.
And when a person is saying the words of the Torah, he is connecting to this beautiful, pristine holiness. It elevates him. When a person wears that stone around their neck, on their finger, they feel great. It elevates them. The Torah Kedoshah, when the person learns it, it elevates the person. Does he understand how it's doing it? It's irrelevant. It's happening. It's happening. K'moshe Kosov, as the Pasuk says, Ki midabri bo zocher es kerenu. For whenever I speak of it, I recall it more and more. Ki midabri bo zocher es kerenu. And this is referring to Hukoy ala Eisha Loimen Torah. It was referring to, as Rav Chaim Volozhin writes, he says in parentheses, this refers to when a person learns Torah. It elevates the person. Does he know how this works? He has no idea how this works. We don't know how this works. All a person has to do, like we had from Rabbi Schoonmaker a few weeks ago, don't ruin it. Right? Remember he said that? Don't ruin it. The Torah is pure. But if a person now speaks Lashon Hara, the words that come out of a person's mouth are filthy, even when he's learning Torah. He has to do tshuva first. Then he changes tracks back to the Kedusha. But if a person speaks Lashon Hara, and he says brachos and kodesh, kodesh, kodesh with a pad that didn't do tshuva, it's filth that's coming out of his mouth. And that is the Rapapa of Zeh Shomer Lei Rapapa Labayi. Didivi didoch mai. Our Torah? What about our Torah? Perush ha-Torah shilonu mitzad atzma hi yoyse kudoysho. Mitoyes ha-Tinoikas. Our Torah is on a higher level than that of the little children. We're talking about Abaye and Rapapa, the greatest of the greatest. You can't go Blat Gemara without their names coming up. We live with them. Ve'eshivoy, and Abaye responded back, "Ein adoy mehevel piv, pirish ki hapegam hu yois mihamaylo," because the blemish, the lashon hara. Now they didn't speak lashon hara. And if they did, it was Navak of a Navak and Navak, the smallest of the smallest, on their greatest of the great level that they were on. But yet, we have to understand what a pagam is, what a blemish is, how it affects the mouth so much of the purity of the Torah. You take a diamond, or for those who are in the world of baseball cards, and you take a mint card, a Mickey Mantle rookie. A Mickey Mantle rookie. And you bring it, and you know how much those go for? Joe DiMaggio. Yeah, we get the point. Okay? And you bring it to the baseball shop, and he's going to tell you how many tens of thousands of dollars it's worth. And then he pulls out his magnifying glass. And he says, can I show you something? And you're like, no, it's okay. You don't have to show me. Let me show you something. And he shows you a little scratch in the top left corner of the card. That takes off, I don't know, $75,000. Instead of the card being worth $1.3 million, we can subtract it now. Because of that little scratch in the top left corner. And you say, wait a minute, it's not near the face of the... It's a blemish on the card. That's the mashal, just the mashal. Whatever you want to do with the card, whatever mashal of the physical world you want to focus on. The nimshul. And that's what Abaye is telling Rava.
Rapapa. That the pureness of the child who is before his bar mitzvah, he doesn't have that possibility of being tainted. Even though our Torah has greater aspects in the Kedusha and Machshava, but the reality is the words that come out, it could be covered up with schmutz. That's what the Chavetz Chaim is bringing out of a beautiful, beautiful mashal.